Jess's Daily Devotional, brought to you by your encouraging Spirit FM on Good Morning Radio. Available wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts and in the Spirit FM app. Just look for Jess's Daily Devotional.
When you replace, "Why is this happening to me?" with, "What is God trying to show me?" everything changes. Mornings are my favorite. They are fresh, they are new, they are inviting, and there is coffee. But the other morning, I found my heart filled with anxiety, so much anxiety. I don't know what happened. Just a few mornings before, even the day before, I was so fresh, everything seemed so wonderful. Every burden I felt, I just laid them at the feet of Jesus and went about my day. But that morning, no, fear, disappointment, bitterness, anxiety crept into my peace. I cried into the 4 a.m. stillness. "I don't know the plan, Jesus, but I know you. I don't like this, Jesus, but I love you." Listen, I've witnessed saints walk away from God because they got stuck in the why of his plan. The why turned into confusion. Confusion turned into anger and frustration towards God. "Why aren't you answering me? Why aren't you helping me? Why are you allowing this to happen to me?" Don't get stuck. God doesn't want us to become cemented in the whys of life. He wants us to have faith that he is sovereign. He wants us to trust his goodness. He wants us to rest in his great faithfulness. And when we trust in him, he reveals to us. Also, for those who are wondering how my morning turned out, it took a turn for the better. I am anchored. So although I'm not sure what the bigger picture is, I know that I am grounded in the one who does. And that makes all the difference. Here are some verses we can think about. Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8. "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit."